Influential politician Carolina Peek dropped a political bombshell late Tuesday when she announced that she was leaving the smallest party in government to found a new faction. The move has cast doubt on whether the center-right coalition still has the majority in the lower house needed for it to govern. Jan Wellinger has the details.
The government crisis is not likely to go away anytime soon. If anything, it intensified twofold on Tuesday when Deputy Prime Minister and MP Carolina Peek announced shortly after 5 p.m. she was calling it quits with public affairs. Speaking in front of TV cameras, Mrs. Peek said she could no longer abide by the smallest government party's politics of destruction.
V minulosti jsem naznačovala a nebyla jsem sama.
In the past, I indicated, and I wasn't alone, that I was unhappy with many steps that were being taken in the party and the manner in which we were presenting ourselves. I came to the conclusion I couldn't continue.
Dospěla jsem k definitivnímu názoru, že nemohu.
That doesn't mean Peek will retreat on the political front, just the opposite. She announced on Tuesday that she was founding a new political faction. MPs ready to splinter from public affairs to stay on in the government and back its reforms. Prime Minister Petr Nečas, who expressed surprise over Tuesday's developments, but must have known what was afoot, suggested a clear willingness to continue the government with support from the Peek faction. Not with the remainder of public affairs tainted by the recent sentencing for bribery of its de facto leader Vít Bárta, and not with its current chairman Radek Jón. Mr. Nečas has given Peek until the beginning of next week to come forward with a list of names forming what he called a stable majority in the Chamber of Deputies. The suggestion is that the bare minima of 101 or 102 votes wouldn't be enough.
Považuji za vyloučené.
I consider it unacceptable that my government would continue in cooperation with a deputies club in which one of its members was sentenced for corruption, even if the ruling is in appeal. I also will not accept cooperation with the deputies club, even if that person was no longer a member, but could be running things from the sidelines. The government needs a stable majority, and if I don't get a clear answer by Monday that the government has it, I will consider it proper to call early elections in June of this year.
So far, Mrs. Peek has declined to say exactly how many public affairs MPs she has in her corner, but a number of them wasted no time stating their allegiance, including Viktor Paggio and Dagmar Navratilova. Media reports have now broadened the list by the names of Margin Vacek, Lenka Andrisova, and Jiří Rusnok to a total of six. Together with the Civic Democrats 52 and Topo 9's 41, that puts the current total at 99, too short of a majority needed to govern, and short by maybe three or four by the Prime Minister's definition of stable. According to the internet news site Novinky, six have already declared they will remain in public affairs, including Radek Jón, furious in his reaction over Tuesday's developments, while an additional six have not yet made their allegiances known. If they don't break for the new Peek faction, as the Prime Minister suggested, the country will face early elections, which the opposition says has been the only honorable solution since the scandals with public affairs began. Lubomír Zaorálek is a Social Democrat MP and is the deputy leader of the lower house.
I'm convinced there's only one solution, extraordinary election, because this attempt to create something like platform which will be part of government is something illegitimate, unimaginable for regular government. I don't understand what is the content, political content of this platform, and I can imagine only one solution.
Deputy Leader of the Lower House Lubomír Zaorálek was speaking there to Jan Wellinger about the latest developments in the Czech government. Thanks for that, Jan. And of course, we'll keep you posted on what else will happen with that.